never, ever bored when we're riding in the Ford, 'cause we have a speculator on the dash. It doesn't pay the bills or assist you up the hills. It isn't gonna save you if you crash. But when you pass a dairy now and then, find that you are wondering, oh God, no, what's a little shack by the barn around the back? You can turn the speculator up to 10.
Maybe it's a shed where the farmer keeps a bed for the guy that comes to help him with the cows.
I bet you it's a shop with a grinder and a stump for the day they have to sharpen up the plows.
A shanty for the plucking of the duck.
Or where they turn the cattle into a chuck.
Or where they find the mule when it's time to go to school and the farmer's having trouble with the truck.
Or where they find the mule when it's time to go to school and the farmer's having trouble with the truck.
Nothing really like a jalopy on the pipe with the rattle of the window in the door. The whining of the wheels and the radio spiels and the clatter of the clutter on the floor. Then you hear a chuckle from the hood. Something isn't working like it should. We may have to walk, but judging from the talk, the speculator's working pretty good.
Maybe it's a link from the pedal on the blink, coming off enough to wiggle and to clunk.
Maybe it's a choker the heating coil broke.
Or someone's entertaining in the trunk.
Maybe it's a carburetor fire, burning insulation off a wire.
I think a chunk of rust could have twisted in a gust and be rubbing on the rubber of the tire. Everyone!
I think a chunk of rust could have twisted in a gust and be rubbing on the rubber of the tire.
Now when you're in the rain on the Colorado plains, or you're driving to Bemidji in the snow, oh, and you're headed north from Chicago on the 4th, and a Winnebago's holding up the show, conversation got almighty dull. Absolutely nothing in Moscow. Well, you can drive to the equator if you have a speculator and you turn it on whenever there's a lull.
Is that a chip of wood in the middle of the hood or a chicken enchilada for an elf?
Or maybe it's a gob from the chin of Uncle Bob, who's not a man to keep it to himself.
Maybe it's a serviette for birds.
A glossary of itty-bitty words.
Maybe it's a tuffet where a hurried little muffet lost her way when she was leaving with the curds.
Maybe it's a tuffet where a hurried little muffet lost her way when she was leaving with the curds.
When you're nearly hit by a yuppie little twit with his godforsaken noggin on the phone, swerving in your lane, going 90 in the rain, in a cloud of amaretto and cologne. You feel the anger and you go to work. Maybe now's the time to go berserk.
Before you pump a vessel, let the speculator wrestle with another way of looking at the jerk. Now maybe he's a shrink with a patient on the brink, and he's rushing there while trying to talk him down.
Maybe he's aware of a toxin in the air and he's off to warn the people of the town.
Someone in his family could be sick.
His daughter hit his mother with a brick.
His dog has rabies.
Or his wife is having babies.
Though the odds are in your favor, he's a prick.